There are four Western Washington counties that flipped this election from Obama in 2012 to Donald Trump. Mason, Pacific, Cowlitz, and Grays Harbor County, where they haven't voted Democrat for president. I should say they haven't voted Republican for president since 1928. I asked the chair of the Grays Harbor Republican Party, Jim Walsh, why the Trump flip?
I think that we were disappointed here that the change that Obama brought was not the kind of change we'd hoped for that would have, was going to help the economy in this area. And so I think the voters here are taking a flyer on another presidential candidate that they think might bring change and hopefully the kind of change that helps us.
So Grays Harbor voters thought that President Obama was going to help reopen mills and bring back logging and commercial fishing type jobs?
Well, I don't know if they ever really thought it through that far. I think they bought into a general message of change and improvement, and they didn't hold the president and the federal electeds around here to that level of specific measurement. I think that the voters here believed that things like the Affordable Care Act were going to really make life better, and we've really suffered here in terms of the quality of health care services delivered. And so I think also in this area there's some frustration with all that.
So let's talk about how Grays Harbor voters will hold President Trump accountable. What specifically needs to happen in your county for this to be a red county again 4 years from now?
We just talked about the ACA. I think if whatever reforms the president-elect and his administration can make to healthcare services delivery, if they make things better. I mean, we have a problem out here right now, particularly keeping specialists, doctor specialists, and particularly pediatricians is kind of the flashpoint right now. We're having a hard time keeping pediatricians around here. If that kind of problem can be fixed, if we can get pediatricians to come and stay, then I think some of the frustration here will be lightened, and I think that would be considered a measure of success. We continue to struggle with a high unemployment rate here. I mean, so if we could consistently bring that metric down, obviously that would be a big help. And I mean, you look at simple metrics. I mean, median income. If we could get our median income, our household income up here, that would be a plus. And I always look at real estate values. You know, our housing values have really been, you know, treading water at best and shrinking a bit at worst. If we can get our housing values to bounce back a little bit, I think that would be a measure of success also.
Is that something President Trump can affect, do you think?
Well, we're going to find out. If we can get a few of the large-scale port-related projects up and running here, we could see some improvements in these metrics, yeah.
Are these projects that wouldn't have happened under President Clinton, but they might under President Trump?
I believe that's true.
You know, I always talk to my kids about how part of being a grown-up is dealing with trade-offs. Nothing is free. Everything's got a trade-off. How do the people of Grays Harbor grapple with or see trade-offs between resource jobs and the environment? What does that look like in Grays Harbor?
Well, we're on the front line of that trade-off, of those issues. And I think that this area has been a good teammate for a lot of environmental policy that I would consider extreme. And I think this area is starting to buckle with the idea of continuing to cooperate and support that kind of policy. And I think this area is looking for ways. I mean, we don't expect that the timber industry will ever return to what it was in the 70s and before completely, but we'd like to get some of our timber industry back. And I think that's a reasonable expectation and a reasonable desire. You know, the mills are another matter. The mills are a longer-term proposition, and everyone knows that. But if we were able to really affect what Trump calls smart trade instead of just free trade, we might be able to do some things that would affect some policy that would make reopening mills at least a realistic hope instead of an unrealistic hope.
We're all watching Trump day by day to see what the president will actually do. And he said a few things about planning to deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants with criminal records and appointing Supreme Court justices that will overturn Roe versus Wade. He's talked more about the border wall that might be just a fence in some places. What sense do you get about how the president-elect signals so far fit with what Grace Harper wants from him?
I don't know that our voters here hang on every single interview that the president-elect gives. I think that they are hopeful broadly that he can, he can make things better here, a little bit better. I think everyone knows that the president isn't a king. I mean, the president can't change everything. But I think they think that the president can set a tone and set a large set of priorities for what the federal government will do. And I think people are cautiously optimistic that this will be a better few years than the last 20 or 30 have been.
How do you feel about the talk? And you're in Western Washington. The talk is coming from not far away. And even disappointed people in your county, Jim, how do you feel about the charge that a Trump voter that's a vote for racism, for misogyny, for bigotry, mocking disabled people, on and on?
It's just not true. I believe that people who voted for Donald Trump here and elsewhere, but here is what I know most, really took a measured approach. They do not support all those things, all the bad things that people say about this politician. I think they take a measured support, and they want what's best for themselves and their area. I do not think that a vote for this man is an endorsement of racism or bigotry. And I am concerned that people outside of Grays Harbor in this area think that that's what that means about this area. It's really not true. This is people, this is voters who want their home county to recover. And I think that's what they're voting for.
Jim Walsh chairs the Republican Party in Grays Harbor County, which voted Trump. First time Grays Harbor has gone presidential Republican in about 90 years. Also voting Trump in Western Washington, Pacific, Mason, and Cowlitz counties all flipped from President Obama. So that's the coast and part of the Kitsap Peninsula and along the Western Columbia River. This is KUOW Seattle.